Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you guys.
Welcome in to another beautiful Saturday here at the Double Radio Studios, Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. DoubleRadio927.com for the live stream. And, of course, there's the greatest app ever, the Double Radio app that you hear so much about. All those ways you can connect with the shows here on the station, including Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show. Really excited to once again talk with a number of members today, some highlights, some recent events and current events coming up, and just kind of tell you a little bit more about some of the things happening in our community that help make it special, but also can be very helpful to you as a member of the community. And that's one of the first guests here we're going to bring on today is Amy from Stoughton Health. And we want to find out more about how Stoughton Health has kind of evolved, emerged, expanded to provide care to our community. So, Amy, good morning to you. Thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share information about Stoughton Health today. When I started back at Stoughton Health over 30 years ago, we were known as Stoughton Hospital because that's primarily what we had, was a hospital and an emergency room. But obviously, over those 30 years, we've really grown and expanded. We still have the hospital that's going strong. We have an emergency room and an urgent care on that location that's open 24/7 and is staffed by board-certified ER doctors. And we've recently, in the last 10 years, moved to a hospital service, which is, they're all board certified as well. So they're providing great inpatient care to our folks that need that. But in addition, the reason we changed our name from Stoughton Hospital to Stoughton Health is that we have expanded into other communities and very excited to be able to provide care to our local primary service areas. So we have an urgent care that's located in our at our Oregon site, which also during daytime hours provides rehab services, both PT, OT, and speech. And we also have now just recently opened up a McFarland urgent care, and that was opened actually about 3 months ago. Just really excited to be able to serve that community as well. That's going strong. That has seen over 300 patients to date. So quite a wide variety of services that our community hospital has been able to provide our different primary service areas.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'll tell you, Amy, off the top, I lived in Stoughton for a number of years. During that time, you know, my parents were visiting. They're a little older, and my dad had a situation where, you know, we needed some quick care. He went to Stoughton Hospital and had excellent care. And I know, you know, just speaking from experience, the staff, the setup was very easy, very simple for him, very great communication, which I think is also key in healthcare. So kudos to you and take my hat off to you for that. Everyone at Stoughton Health has done such a great job. Tell us a little bit about the emphasis that you guys also place on making sure you have good care for elder patients, because I know there's a lot of focus on that.
Yep. Absolutely. We offer a specialty service at our hospital. It's our geriatric psychiatry unit. It's a small unit. It's only 10 bed. And the reason it's only 10 bed is because we're restricted under our critical access designation. But that area, that unit alone services almost 15 different counties. It has a real broader base service area than what the Stoughton Health has itself. But we service 55 and older folks that are suffering from whatever mental health illnesses they may be suffering with, schizophrenia, depression, dementia, and just really proud of the services that we can provide. A couple of years ago, we actually went through dementia-friendly training. We were one of the first hospitals in the state of Wisconsin to receive that designation, and we're just really proud of the staff that have been able to do that for not only our hospital, but they've also been able to help other community businesses to become dementia-friendly as well, which is just as we have an aging population, it's just really important that we all know, you know, just some of the nuances that go along with aging and dementia.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I think it's so critical to be able, especially to understand your patients better and certain people, what communication works best for them. I think that's another key part. The dementia-friendly training, I think a lot of it, because I've been through it too with my organization, Project Home. I work with a lot of older clients, what it does is it kind of just forces you and reminds you to slow down a little bit. It's kind of the premises,
right, absolutely.
And be clear in what you're saying and not try to overwhelm people with information.
Absolutely. And so, like, we're just really, like I said, proud of the staff that took on that initiative and worked with several members in the state of Wisconsin to be able to push that through and get us certified. And not only, like I said, not only us, but to help our other community businesses who reached out to us and wanted to have that training as well. So it's been a really great thing. And that's, you know, that's the essence of a community hospital, right? We're here to take care of our patients and their needs, but we also want to make our community stronger in whichever way we can. So
we're talking with Amy from Stoughton Health. The website is stoughtonhealth.com. So much more to find out right there. I want to go back to the clinics that you opened up because that is really exciting. Amy, what was the inspiration or kind of the reasoning behind that, expanding out, opening clinics for Stoughton Health?
So the Oregon Urgent Care Clinic, that's been open for quite some time, and we realized because it does say the building that's in serves a dual purpose with the rehab. We recognized, obviously with any new projects that we take on, we try to do our homework and find out what the needs of the community are. And so we did the same with McFarland. We reached out to several of their business folks and their mayor and different constituents. That is a community that did have clinics at one time, and they no longer have any clinics. And so access to care, they're driving into Madison, which really isn't that far. But when you have a sick kid or you're not feeling well, you don't want to have to drive very far. And so that was the inspiration. We were made aware of a building that had some vacancy, which is located right next to the Walgreens, which is a perfect location for us. And so we decided that we were going to take that venture during the midst of the pandemic and get an urgent care up and running. So we really, like I said, did our homework, tried to find out from the community if they would support an urgent care, if they felt like there was a need. And, we have a benchmark, a volume that we're trying to hit to make ends meet, so to speak. And I'm happy to say that in the 3 months that we've been open, we've seen well over 300 patients, and we're seeing an upward trend every day with the patients that we serve in that community. So, again, I'm glad we were able to get in and get opened, especially before now schools opening in flu season and things that come up during the fall time of year. So,
yeah, with access to care being closer, easier for a lot of people, I know it's greatly appreciated, and it's doing what you talked about, which is serving the community the way the way you best can. We're talking with Amy over at Stoughton Health. The website, stoughtonhealth.com. Amy, the hospital itself, right, went through a pretty big overhaul, renovation, expansion. Tell us a little bit more how that came out and what was added.
Right. So actually, part of the renovation goes back to already to 2000. When we redid our medical surgical unit, we were in a unit that had double rooms, shared rooms, and that just, even at that time, with concerns about privacy and confidentiality, and even as simple as being able to regulate your own temperature in your room, we just realized that if we were going to, we wanted to be state of the art. So we moved to a private, all private med surg unit. So we're able to care for up to 17 medical surgical patients. We also have a new state-of-the-art, or what at that time in 2000, four-bed ICU unit, so staffed by highly qualified hospitalists and nurses and our respiratory therapy staff. And with that expansion, it also expanded our day surgery. A lot of things are now being shifted to the outpatient world, which is actually better for patients because as clean and germ-free as we try to be in the inpatient side of the hospital, it's better if people can get their surgeries and actually go home to their own environment. It gets them up and moving around a little bit better. And so it's really a good thing that we're seeing that shift to more outpatient procedures. But that did double our day surgery area. And we also just recently expanded our emergency room to all private rooms and four big trauma rooms in that area. So, again, we, stick money back into our hospital. We don't want it to become obsolete. We want to make sure that we have the best technology and the most up-to-date equipment that affords us the ability to serve as our patients when they come in.
We're talking with Amy over at Stoughton Health. StoughtonHealth.com is the website. Amy, I know another focus for Stoughton Health is ortho. So tell us a little bit about your operation there on the ortho side.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an ortho team that has a clinic both out of the hospital and in Madison, and that is staffed by Dr. Robble, who not only does knees and hips, but he's an expert in the area of shoulder reconstruction and shoulder surgery. He has two great PAs that work with him. And again, just the conformist knee is one of our top procedures that we do. And that knee replacement, it's actually, if you think about, if you need a size 9.5 pair of shoes, you want to get a 9.5 pair of shoes, right? To fit your foot the best way it can fit. And the conformist allows for that because it takes imaging of your knee. So when we replace it, that knee fits just like your old knee was. And then we're not trying to squeeze you into a size 9 or put you in a size 10, so to speak. So it really is customized to be replacing your knee as it is. And so people have had a lot of great success with that. Their recovery time is shorter, their rehab is shorter, and they're up and about a lot quicker.
So much great work you're doing at Stoughton Health. We appreciate you, Amy, your time today, telling us more about how it's growing and expanding and serving our community. We appreciate that so much.
Yep, absolutely. I also want to put a plug in. We have a great general surgeon who does everything from breast care for women who are unfortunately going through breast cancer, but he also does a lot with GERDs, which is that gastric reflux that nobody likes to have, and on a whole other array of surgeries. So he is also has his clinic at Stoughton Health, and we're just really excited that he's on board with us. He's been with us 5 years now already, and so he's just done a lot of great things to elevate the care that we're able to provide at Stoughton Health.
Amy Hermes from Stoughton Health. Again, the website, StoughtonHealth.com. Amy, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for what you do in our community. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Jason. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Again, you can check out more and find out more about the services at StoughtonHealth.com or visit their new clinic in McFarland if you live around there. We'll be back on the other side of the break to talk with Megan from Dane by Local. ¶¶